This story is from Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. It says that in Yerushalayim there was a hunger because wild people burnt down the storehouses of all the wheat. So there was a great famine. With regard to this famine that was happening in Yerushalayim, it is related that Marta Bas Baitois, that was her name, her name was Marta, the daughter of Baitois, was one of the wealthy women of Yerushalayim. She sent out her agent, her helper, and she said to him, "Go to the marketplace and bring me fine flour," which the Gemara calls Semida. So by the time he went and got to the marketplace, this fine flour was already sold. So he came back to the house and said to this lady, "Sorry, I was in the marketplace, but there was no fine flour, but I was able to find ordinary flour, which is not so fine. It has like pieces of brown in it." So she said to him, "Please go back to the marketplace and bring me this ordinary flour." And the same thing happened again. By the time he came to the marketplace, the ordinary flour, even that flour, was already sold out. So he came back again and said to her, "Sorry, there is not even ordinary flour available, but there is the coarse flour, as the Gemara calls it, Gushkara. He says there is a Gushkara, which is even a cheaper, a junkier type of flour." So once again, a third time, she said to him, "Okay, go to the marketplace and bring me this coarse flour." And again, by the time he came to the marketplace, even the coarse flour was already sold. And he said to her, "Sorry, there's not even coarse flour available, but there's barley flour, which is even more cheap, because it's not even wheat, it's a whole other type, it's barley, which is even cheaper." So again, she said to him, "Fine, go to the marketplace, bring me this barley flour." But once again, by the time he came there, this barley flour was already sold. So the Gemara continues, she had just removed her shoes, but she said to herself, "Let me go outside and see if I can find something to eat. Maybe there's something that my servant didn't find yet." So she stepped outside, and suddenly, as she stepped outside, she stepped on dung, which is the peckle of an animal, and it was so sticky that it stuck to her foot. And she was overcome by disgust, and she cried out, and suddenly she passed away. Said Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, that concerning her, this little lady, that this terrible thing happened to her, the Torah says the following: Haraka b'chava ha'anuga, the tender and delicate woman among you who would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground, that she had to go and step on the ground, and this is what happened to her.
How did she cry out?